Dave and Jay versus the world.
Nice.
Oh, my fault. I thought.
Fuck.
And we're live. Dave and Jay. Yeah. Dave and Jay versus the world. Episode 9. Coming at you. Hot. Yeah. We're back. We're back for our 9th episode. And we're closing in on 10. That means guests are going to start pouring in.
That's right.
And
my
you're
left
flexing.
Arm's a little
you're
bit
flexing
smaller
real
than
hard.
My right arm. I just.
Well, you look terrific.
Well, what I'm getting ready for is. Excuse me.
You look like you're getting ready to go to the beach. You have a
terribly
a maternity t-shirt on. You have sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You got your Cuban gold link just shining.
Well,
and it looks, you look like a Hispanic dude ready to hit the beach.
Don't say I am a Hispanic dude.
And you are ready to hit the beach.
I am ready. I'm always ready to hit the beach.
You look terrific.
This is not a maternity shirt.
It looks like a maternity
shirt. Feel a little disrespected. I don't like that
comparison. It looks like a maternity shirt.
It's loose. It breathes
well.
When
you pick your arms up and you have wings.
You're talking about these?
No, when it's just... It looks like a maternity.
My arms, they're huge.
Doing,
I need a shirt with some clearance.
You're doing
Jay.
Some real Christian Bale, weird American Psycho right now.
I'm just trying to see how it looks because soon
you give this guy one beer before the podcast, and it's just
now it's got nothing to do.
It got everything to do with that high
with the,
alcohol volume beer
with the Heady Topper.
That is also behind us.
Shout out, Heady Topper. It's got nothing to do with Heady Topper. It's got
everything to do with the Heady.
With the fact that we've got a new camera showing up soon.
Yeah, we do. We have the Canon G50. Rogan uses the G40.
Okay.
Or G50, no big deal.
No big deal. Just 10 Gs above his.
10 Gs above his. And we'll be shooting in 4K next week.
And so I've got to
we'll
see.
And we'll be hopefully having Matt on from... Tidal Gloom.
I just got to see what the guns look like because I have to know.
It's almost gross. You doing that? It makes me almost upset that you're my co-host.
Listen, man. I'm bodied up. It's a wild thing. Sometimes I got to snap out of it and go, is this real life? And the way that I do that.
You're probably just constantly dehydrated from eating nothing but fucking meat.
Very dehydrated. I've not eaten.
There's not a carbohydrate in my body.
Let me tell you, your boy's been going wild with the carbs.
I want you to just listen to the second part of what that is. Carbohydrate, and you're not having any of them.
I don't understand.
You're constantly... dehydrated.
No. I'm very high. I drink a lot of water.
I'm totally hydrated. My shit comes out liquidy all the
time.
Don't.
Now, that's a different subject, Jay.
It's like I'm pissing through my butthole.
So? That's got...
Sound like Scooby-Doo there.
That's my IBS. Why does your boy have IBS? That's a different story. I don't know why I have IBS, but it's got nothing to do with my level of hydration.
It's definitely your level of stress you've taken on in life.
It could be that.
Honestly, I haven't talked to you very much this week.
In the past week.
And truth be told, I was like going to be like, I don't know. Are we hanging it up?
Nah.
Is this the end of Dave and Jay versus the world?
Well, your boy started a new job. He's got to put those hours in. It's a very demanding job, hours-wise. Brings me a lot of joy.
Oh, yeah. And if Shelly's listening to this, I'm coming for those other 9, motherfucker.
Don't call him. Now it's not. You guys don't have
that
rapport.
I'm coming.
You can't
I heard
call
you.
Him.
You were like, Jay actually has a job when I called you?
Yeah, because you're calling me in the middle of work and shouting at me about our botched previous episode. We had some...
Shelly, you just made my list of shit to do coming after those other 9.
Don't. That's very...
And I'm taking a toe or two.
Listen, all right. He's already got a disparity when it comes to the amount of digits that he has.
I don't care. I'll hit a handicapped person.
Now, that kind of thing
I don't care.
It causes a lot of trauma,
I'll
Jay.
Strike you, dude. I don't care if you get to park in
you
those nice spaces.
Threaten people.
I don't give a
outright
shit.
With striking them.
Look,
that's not a thing that people normally do, Jay. That's not. We're
people
adults.
Normally don't make fun of me and go, Jay actually has a job.
Well, unless you're talking about
Shelly,
that one
I got
guy
a job and it's whooping ass 101.
Listen, all right. His name's not Shelly. All right, his name
Shelby.
Is Keith. He's a good man, and he was just concerned with the fact that you're pestering me during my work day. Because our previous episode was hijacked by the devil himself.
Yo, honestly, I don't know what happened. Like, some crazy shit. Like, we started talking about sleep paralysis.
Is it me? Or did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
And is it really, like, around the time that I start talking about the spooky stuff?
It's right around the time.
And then
Doug also goes for a couple seconds Shout out to our boy Dougie, who listens every week. And he watches. Doug. He watches every week. And he was like, dude, also Dave's vocals cut out for like 50 seconds for some reason. I don't know. Between the demons that we talked about and you just doing a terrible job putting that up this week, it came out like absolute shit. And I want to apologize. And here comes an official Dave and Jay apology. One, two, three.
We're sorry.
Because that was absolute.
It did get.
Well, you deserve better is what I'm saying, everybody.
We had a hell of a week because not only did Satan himself.
My week was pretty normal.
Yours was pretty normal. Mine was okay. A little bizarre because I had the devil himself interrupt our the focus of our camera.
Well, I had the devil himself interrupt my sleep all week because I didn't sleep well all week after that, and I'm playing it up like I'm a titan and that none of this shit bothers me. Turns out it bothers me a little bit because now I freaked myself out to the point where I slept terribly.
More than one night?
Four nights in a row. I was
real
like,
shit, 4 nights you had a little...
I couldn't sleep with my back to Stephanie. I had to sleep. I had to cuddle with her, yes. And I'm not a big cuddler, you know?
So you're not a big cuddler until you need it.
Until
and that's very
I need
selfish
it.
Of you,
and
Jay.
I'm a selfish lover, you know? Anybody who knows me knows that.
That's
but,
very upsetting.
So I would have to, like, you know, I kind of cuddle up with her a little bit because I was scared.
It's funny how that can alleviate it,
well,
right?
I'm scared that I'd have to kill this guy.
Well, it's not a guy, though. It's the Hat Man. I don't even like talking about it right now.
No,
but
No.
I did have a hard night. I had a hard night, and it was only the one night, and then after that, I got over it. But
I had three hard nights.
We had this is actually something I do want to get into, but we'll get into it a little bit later. But we had the big storm.
Oh, yeah. That happened this week. Surprisingly, not a lot of stuff in Hollywood. I think these guys are starting to learn their lessons.
No, we did have, what's her name?
Don't fuck kids.
Ellen.
Don't fuck young girls.
Ellen has that
Which
shit going on. Ellen, who I've suspected for quite some time, is a elite...
Mean bitch.
Well, an elite pedophile who drinks the adrenalized blood of children.
Of course she does.
Now, that's something her set on her show.
You can't look younger now than you did when you're 23.
That's a valid point.
That's
what the fuck is going on? The only thing
the
that does that is the adrenalized. See, he's catching on. He understands now. Now we're on the same wavelength. Her set looks eerily similar to Epstein's temple on his island. Now, is that a coinkydink? I don't know. I think she sucks on kids, but not in a sexual, probably in a sexual manner.
She definitely
I was talking about the blood, though.
Would like young girls. That would be her thing.
Yeah, that would definitely be her thing. And
I could see Ellen coming out in like a cloak and like a seance thing with a candle and her scary blue eyes and like fucking Finding Nemo voice, like all Dory and shit.
And then right before the cameras start rolling, she disconnects the slow drip IV of children's blood that's
the blood
being
bag
funneled
that,
into her
of children that she's using. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And but she's being wrapped up right now because she's a bitch, and there's a ton of sexual assault. I don't know if a sexual assault is a strong word, but a lot of issues when it comes to things of that nature happening on set, behind the camera, with her cast and crew. And so there's been a lot of complaints by several different women. A lot of allegations being thrown around.
She's doing weird shit like, don't look at me in the eyes.
Yeah, she
fuck
says
you
that.
Up.
She tells people not to look her in the eyes.
Mouth fuck you.
How crazy is that?
Don't look at me in the eyes.
I would be so fucking mad if I was ever going to meet anyone and they had a handler come up to me and say, now listen.
They say, like, don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes because, I mean, you could meet us.
I mean, we could hang out tomorrow, if you give me a call or a DM,
you probably have some fun too.
Yeah, we're gonna
be
have
a good
time.
Time.
We'll go to TGI Fridays,
nothing
endless
wrong with
apps,
TGI Fridays.
You know, endless apps.
Endless
we'll have
apps
a good time.
For your voice. Yeah. Never ending tapas.
Yep. And then we'll smoke a little crack, get real comfortable with each other later on in the evening, of course, and then just see where the night takes
us. And you'll
us.
You'll leave there with sweet, sweet memories. So maybe meeting your heroes isn't always a bad thing, but if your hero happens to be Ellen DeGeneres,
it's a bad thing
because she will deglove your hands while speaking as Dory from Finding Nemo, and then she'll stretch your skin over her hands and then beat you to fucking death
and then punch you right in your fucking soul door.
Right up the old soul door.
Stick her hand up your soul door and move your mouth like a puppet.
Where's my son? That's the Finding Nemo. What I do want to say is that that episode...
I did just watch Finding Nemo. Like, I had to because I was freaking myself out.
You have to do something.
I just remember you going, you know what you do when you're really freaking out like that? Watch a Disney movie.
Watch Shrek, yeah.
I go, okay.
Shrek is my go-to because it's all...
It's underwater. It's very calming.
That's a nice boulder.
It's calming.
I like that boulder. That's Donkey. From Shrek.
I'm not a big Shrek guy.
Not a big Shrek guy? The second one, here's a little poll for you. I'd like to know what your favorite Shrek movie is. The second Shrek movie fucking slaps. It's such a good film.
It's fun.
I need a hero.
It's funny because...
I'm holding on for a hero to the end of the night. Everybody remembers that scene. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Dude, I remember Workaholics. They were like talking about a girl... And then they were like, yeah, man, she's totally Shrek, too. And then the one guy's like, wait, what does that mean? And then he's like, you know, like, number one was all cute and nice. Number two sucks dick.
Wait, no. That's not accurate at all. That's a great film. Shrek 2 is the goat of the Shrek series.
According to the guys on Workaholic, sucks dick.
Well, we did have a couple of issues with that video, though. Another one being the big storm that came, and I didn't have power for 2 days.
Which contributed to the video not dropping.
Without video, I mean, Tuesday, without power, Wednesday. There's no Wi-Fi. You know, so without Wi-Fi,
well, everybody's kind of used to, like, look, Monday you get the podcast. Tuesday,
you get the video. Yeah.
And then Wednesday, you're partying with us. Audio, video, mm-hmm. Instagram.
Clips, all kinds of stuff.
And then you know, rinse and repeat on Sunday to get ready for the next week.
Yeah,
and
we
just kind of dropped the ball.
And also, the new job, I was putting out a lot of hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to make a good impression. They can't really know who you are for at least the first.
It's very risky starting a new job while having a podcast. It's like, hey,
because
I'm not putting on a front, and I'm very grateful to be at a place where I actually can be myself, but there's still that worry of, like, if they should ever go up. But I'm the same person here that I am everywhere else. That's what's great about podcasts, is you can't hide. You know what I mean?
I think you can. I think it's, like, a lot, like, you could turn things on and
you could turn them up a little bit, sure.
You could definitely turn your personality. I think the people that, like, listen to us, some of them know us, and some of them actually don't know us.
Which is beautiful.
Some of the people that listen to the show, you know, these are complete, like, strangers, and they're actually getting to know us through this. That's why how, like, Rogan always says, it's an unbalanced meet when I meet somebody who knows or listens to the show, and I don't know them.
Right.
They talk like they know me, because they really kind of do.
Yeah, at that point, Rogan's
you would
got
know
so many
if
hours.
I ran into you in the street that I have cummed in my jeans on a dry hump one time.
That's very a big intimate. Fact. You would know that I have a
sleep
missing
paralysis
tooth.
And has been raped by demons.
That's not never been raped by demons. That's not. I never said
red eye.
That's not
sharp tooth.
No.
Demon dick.
We never said that. That's not a thing that happened.
You're a victim.
My soul door still very tight.
Not
even the slightest bit of
Jerry's
soul
still
eking
out.
Out.
One, big guy.
I did see that you punished me because I haven't been the most responsive podcast partner this week, and so my punishment was you posting that picture where your tooth barely looks yellow and my tooth looks entirely gone.
Oh,
because
it's for
it
sure.
is
it's like an open door, dude. That thing,
it's very upsetting. It's like
inviting
saloon doors
a dick just right
that's
in
that's not yeah. It's like if you kicked open saloon doors and only
and the guy
one
in the saloon
off.
Had Dave's teeth.
That's not it's very upsetting. And my wife went, Jay posted that toothless picture of you when I was driving, and I said,
"I was about
what the fuck ever."
I was about to post a want ad for a new co-host.
No, how dare you? That's very, very. Oh, speaking of which, I think episode 9 would be a good time to say, if you enjoy the show, if you are someone who's local to us and who wouldn't mind being more of a silent young Jamie for us to pull things up, because I've got right now a very creepy
Babs Bunny just all over
his
screen.
No, it's Lola Bunny. Babs Bunny is the little one. And yes, I do have.
And you do have both.
Well, it's Google's search engine is bringing
sure
me both
is,
of them,
Dave.
For whatever reason.
You go in his car, he's got 3 bags of adrenalized blood.
As soon as, right before I start, put the slow drip on, and as soon as I get back in, because the show is very draining.
Honestly, you look better now than you did when you were younger when I first met you.
That is true. I am getting better. Constantly
getting
better.
You're like Rob Lowe in it. You're getting
I'm terribly handsome.
I feel I'm kind of there too because people, when they meet me, they'll be like, what are you, like 26, 27? I'm like,
nobody says that to you.
35, 36.
Why do you lie straight to my fucking face?
I have kids. I got right kids here, coming up to me.
Right here, you're going to lie to my face. One children, are you my age, sir? Is that what they say?
Four-year-olds
are running up and grabbing me by the hand and say, do you want to play hide and seek? And you go,
4-year-olds are coming up to you saying, don't drink my blood, sir. That's not, please.
That's not, please don't drink my adrenalized blood. Oh, my God. You know what's funny about the whole, it's not funny at all, but I heard a story once. I think we talked about on the last podcast how Bill Clinton has been entirely exposed by one of the victims of Epstein's island.
Dude, he's
FBI.
Gone on that plane like 27 times.
Well, not even that he's gone on the plane.
You're not even like hearing a...
Nobody gives a fuck.
Peep.
Dude, I'm telling you. I had this conversation at work.
Don't get too hot now.
I'm getting a little hot.
Get the buzzer.
Now, hold on a second. I'm getting a little hot.
You need to calm down.
The problem with this is that our fucking opinions are not our own. If we are so concerned about disenfranchised groups of people being... trotted upon by society that is run by white supremacists or whatever the narrative may be, right? But the point is
interdimensional vampires,
interdimensional child molesters.
We don't know yet.
Now, if the
but
point
I'm not
is,
close to any idea.
Oh well, my thing is, if the point is to uplift people who are disenfranchised, what fucking group is more disenfranchised than trafficked children? But there's not a peep.
Nobody cares.
Not a peep. And it goes to show you that our opinions are not our own. Our opinions are just whatever is hot at the time. Which, I don't know if there's some nefarious group pulling the fucking strings.
If a couple of those like people dropped the N-bomb or said something about the LGBTQ, maybe they'll get some airplay.
If Epstein, right before he hung himself, was like, N-bomb. I think the black community should just pull itself up by its bootstraps. And then he fucking hung himself.
See, that was then crazy. Who said that again?
Oh, it's an expression that's tossed around a lot.
I think an old president. No, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby said that.
And then
like the black community was like, what?
Yeah, then he did a lot of raping.
Oh, and I heard he'd also like eat Chinese food in front of you.
Yeah, I heard that he liked
he'd
to eat
like,
in front of you.
Watch me eat.
Yeah, he liked to have an audience for when he ate.
We could say honestly that he was like kind of like he set the precedence for what is that? Mangda?
Mukbang.
Shout out to
Vince and Alex. Yeah. Thank you for the education on
shout
mukbang.
Shout out to is it Bill mukbang? Cosby being
don't shout
the
out.
First mukbang guy ever.
No, the Dave and Jay versus the world did not just...
Dave and Jay mukbang
we did not
the world.
Mukbang the world.
Shout out to Bill Cosby.
He's very aggressive, mukbanging the
You're
world.
You're a trendsetter, Bill. Thank you.
We joke. It's all jokes. But yeah, man, it's very frustrating.
Somebody's punching the steering
wheel. Yeah, somebody right now. Son of a fucking bitch.
Cancel these fuckers.
It's disheartening to me to see what I think is so transparently, it's so obvious that our opinions aren't our own. Because if anybody should be...
Oh, it's bad, man. And I mentioned this to Stephanie's parents. I'm like, do you guys understand? Like, and they're like... And they told me, they said, it's insane. It's not even getting any coverage.
I'll tell you what,
And then, like, her father, he watched Fox. I was watching. And then the one lady who's on there who does, like, the Fox 5, I forgot what her name is, but she's, like, a Republican. And she was going to bat for Trump, you know? Mm. And I was just like, this is insane. How can you defend somebody so vigorously when you just... People make mistakes. People fuck up.
Right.
You know, and there's like, it's either right or wrong. There's no gray area. Nobody wants to listen to anybody.
Yeah, that's my thing about...
And all this shit is the things that are getting coverage. Trump could take a dump tomorrow and
that would get coverage.
It would get coverage. And these people that went through, like, basically hell, you know, and just got... It's just got to be a terrible life to live at such a young age.
Are you talking about these poor fucking kids from the...
One of the girls just killed herself.
That's terrible.
Did you not hear about that?
I had no idea. No, I didn't.
She was on the Epstein thing. She was like a model or something like that. She fucking killed herself.
I was joking around with one of my buddies at work, and I said,
allegedly,
listen, man,
killed herself. I don't even know.
No, that's true.
She could have got killed.
My buddy and I at work were talking about how if things really hit the fan, and now it's suddenly just like survival mode, and the world's falling apart. It's the Mayans got it wrong. It wasn't 2012. It was 2021. I would dedicate all my time and resources to hunting down every last person on the Epstein flight log list. I think that's a good endeavor.
You're telling me that you could, like, Punisher style, take those guys out. The skills you would have to have,
yeah,
you don't possess.
Well,
you wouldn't. You wouldn't even be able to.
You would get
captured by private security so fast.
Now,
or you would pop up on the NSA because
I don't like.
You would be like, how to kill government
agents. I'm saying in a hypothetical scenario where it's Mad Max world, right?
No, no. See, I'm thinking of real world, but like no, you're the course. Punisher.
No.
You would need computer skills, which you don't have.
Computer skills.
You would need hand-to-hand combat skills, which you don't have.
I have a little bit of hand-to-hand combat skills.
Like firearm ability,
sure.
Which you don't have.
But I would surround myself with people who
they
were,
don't want to hang I out would, with you. Those kind of guys do not want to chill.
I would create a ragtag group.
No.
Of you
Dude,
would be.
You're talking
the muscle
of,
with very low IQ,
bro,
but very strong,
if
broad
you're
shoulders.
Talking about like a couple like Tim Kennedy's.
I would be the brains.
They don't want to hang out with you.
No, no, no.
They
the
don't
Tim
want to
Kennedy's,
hang out with somebody that they could.
The Tim Kennedys would be off fighting whatever the war is that's reduced us to rubble and created
Dude,
this survival
I wouldn't be
situation.
In your team because I'd be like, well, what do you bring to the table? And then you're like, I don't know. I could drive you guys around.
I'm a good driver.
Even then, you're still not like a rally
you don't
car
know.
Driver.
No, but where are you going to find a rally car driver?
I'll find the rally car driver.
I don't think you would.
I would.
I don't think you know any
I'll
rally
find
car
a
drivers.
You know what?
I don't think you know a single one.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm very disheartened. I don't like the tone you're taking
week.
With me. I feel like I've got a strong heart.
No, you know what you would get a group
I possess
of, you would get
an
a group
iron
of
will.
Nine finger guys together.
Don't don't
who
start
possess zero post
beating around the bush
skills
about my handicapped friends.
Oh, Jesus.
I felt that shade that you threw about
I'm
my handicapped
saying.
Friends. I have
maybe if you're lucky, you
I
get
have
a guy
friends
with six
in high
toes.
Places. So he's got a little extra balance.
So
look, oh all God. I'm saying is that it would be an admirable investment. It would be a good investment of my time. What better pursuit is there when there's nothing else to do but
the pursuit
scrounge
of happiness?
Well, that
by Will
seems
Smith.
To be it's a sad movie. You ever see 7 pounds? You want to cry 7 times?
Jada was like, give me 7 inches.
Dude, don't talk about
and then,
don't talk about Will Smith and his marital issues because
she fucking left him.
as happy as I would be to move on from the great disparagement you just cast upon me.
I'm just saying. You don't know those kind of people, Dave.
I know.
You're
you don't know who I know.
You're not connected to guys.
I have some guys, all right? I know
I
a few.
I
want
to know these guys.
You can't know them. Now I'm going to keep them from you.
Because that's because you don't allowed have to.
I have. Don't now. Anyway, moving on. What I did want to talk about was the fucking power outage and how when I was at work and this big storm hit, I was, like, super into it. You know there's, like, nothing more appealing than a big storm?
Dude, I was watching the sky just light up.
Yeah, it's fun. Something about it really draws you
but
in. It's magnetic.
Same, but at the same time, I was just like, boy, I hope we don't lose power. We're actually pretty good in Edison with not losing power. And, like, Stephanie's parents, they lost power, like, for a full day.
I think my mom might still be without power.
Would the trailer park lose power?
My mom's got a house. She's got 2 houses, all right?
Sorry.
I come from good stock. I'm cut from good cloth.
Well, of course, your grandmother, they invented the light.
Nope. That's not, and Thomas Edison, he fucking jacked my grandma's steez.
Of course she did.
And he copyrighted it for himself and claimed all the
what if, like,
the fame
your,
that comes
what
along
if
with
grandma,
it.
Grandma, like, really was... And, like, they were banging her.
My grandmother was an assassin. I said it.
Your great-great-grandmother was banging Thomas Edison. And she was having, like, 3 ways with Elon
that,
Musk.
No.
Who's that? Tesla.
Mike.
So Tesla and Edison were tag-teaming your great-grandmother.
My grandmother
But
was,
she was really the inventor of the light.
That's not... I don't like that story, that narrative at all.
I'm
my
just
grandmother
saying,
was a very.
It's about as believable as your great-grandfather inventing the first
now,
post-light. Which,
these are all not things that I said. I said my family.
I'm almost positive they're verbatim.
God, my family. I don't know who did it in particular. Put the first, and that's for the previous episode. But yeah, they put a fucking light on, which is much more believable.
That is
than
not.
Tesla and Edison tag teaming my grandma, who was a very classy woman.
You wouldn't be sitting
and
here.
And is to be respected. And I don't like the tone.
I'm sorry.
That you're taking.
Sorry that your great grandmother.
I'm going to need you to pull it back. No. No, no.
Banging great men.
Now that's not. Anyway.
So the thunderstorm.
The thunderstorm knocked my power out for 2 days. And I just kept having the same thought over and over again. I was like, dude, you think that COVID's bad? Imagine something happened to the power grid. Being without power for just 2 days was fine for 2 days. I could see how in a week that would have gone to shit, especially in my project building. I'd have been knifed on day four.
For sure. They'd smell your weakness from the first floor.
Well, what I did was I looked at my...
And then maybe you could call a couple of those assassin buddies that you know.
Well, I don't...
Get a rally car driver.
Don't.
A weapons expert. All these
maybe
guys,
I could, Jay.
All these guys.
After
you...
I handle them myself first, of course. And then there's the lingering body of assassins, would-be assassins at my doorstep. I clear out the hallway first,
Cindy,
with high kicks,
Cindy,
scissor kicks, knees to the face.
If anything ever happens,
rights.
Call me right away.
I'll
come over.
And they...
And I'll save you guys.
And I'll drag one into the apartment.
Because I'm the only real, actual, dangerous person that Dave knows.
No. Well, I was talking with my buddy about you, and it's... I think there the issue that you run into is that you... What's that martial art?
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga. Krav Maga. I've never done Krav Maga.
If you come at me with Krav Maga, I'm enough.
You're fucked. If somebody comes at you and they smash you real quick in some debilitating way and then they run away and you start and you go, come on, and then they don't square up with you. They just like knife you and then chest kick you and then run away.
If you pull a knife out automatically in a street fight, that is some bitch shit.
No, we're talking
it's
about
like, let's engage in combat.
This
before
is Mad
we
Max,
start.
Though. This is just a Mad Max. World.
Wait, which one of your friends does Krav Maga?
Nobody. I don't know anybody.
Okay, your friends who knows Krav Maga threatened said that they could.
Actually, I do know a guy that did Krav Maga.
I will kick his fucking head off his shoulders.
He definitely would. It was really weird because when I lived in Vegas...
I'll push kick him out the door.
He was talking to me a lot about like his Krav Maga skills, but he was a decrepit old man who was disillusioned as fuck. And I just kept going,
dude,
that's very cool. But I think there's some validity to Krav Maga. I think
if you're a legit Krav Maga guy, you
probably
would know some jiu-jitsu. And I mean, you could be a problem. But dude, if I got into a street fight with a guy who was like... I'm a professional mixed martial arts fighter. I would be like, well, this is going to be hard. This guy is going to
be strung out for a while or dragged out.
This is not going to be an easy street fight.
Right.
Yeah. But if a guy was like, hey, I've been doing Krav Maga for 15 years, I'd be like,
well, what's
as long as I don't get punched in the dick, like, because that's mostly.
Yeah, they do a lot of dick
they
stuff.
They do a lot of dick work there at the Krav Maga schools.
Krav Maga.
Oh, there's this one McDojo motherfucker that's on Instagram that me and my boy Tristan, we always send videos of his shit.
Okay.
He's like a McDojo dude, and he's so full of shit. I forgot the name of his school, but we'll talk about it next time.
Okay, Krav Maga is a military self-defense and fighting system developed for the Israeli Defense Forces and Israeli Security Forces, derived from a combination of techniques sourced from Aikido, boxing, wrestling, judo, and karate. Krav Maga is known for focus on real-world situations. Okay, so hypothetically, a true Krav Maga practitioner...
Master, I guess.
Is, did that go? Is, an Israeli defense force, dude. So, like, yeah, that's a fucking huge problem.
Yeah, I'd have problem. Yeah, I mean, if he was, like... If he was a young guy and he's been doing Krav Maga for like 15 years, I'd have my hands full.
Yeah.
But I'd be mostly worried about getting punched in the dick because they do a lot of dick work, dude.
See, that's
why
I appreciate
it, though. They do a lot of grabbing, a lot of striking of the dick.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, because
I don't want to get hit in the fucking dick if I don't have to in a street fight.
Yeah, because you...
if a black belt, like a black belt in jiu-jitsu wants to fight me, I'd be like, dude, I'm going to let you know. We go down to the ground. I'm going to bite you, and I'm going to go for your dick, because if you get me in a
Krav
triangle,
Maga.
I'm not trying to use proper technique to
get
out of a triangle.
I'm going
to
bite
I'm going to bite the inside of your fucking thigh and then rip your dick off.
See, but that's the thing, though, is like when you talk about like imagine bumping into another MMA fighter, and then like what you're imagining is a gentleman scenario. We're like,
no, I'm imagining like a bloody, nasty street fight.
Yeah,
I'm
but
imagining
like when you're
a mixed
both,
martial arts fight on the concrete.
This Krav Maga is a much more.
I would tell a guy, if he was like, look, I'm pro fire, I'd be like, well, look, dude, let's talk about what we're about to do, because we're about to fuck each other up really bad.
On the concrete, in the gravel.
On the concrete, not on that. But like, so do you want whatever you're mad at me at?
Are you sure you're that mad?
Are you willing to do this? Both me and you are going to have a lot of fucking blood in our mouth when this is over.
Like a nightmare. But I just...
And a reasonable guy would go, I don't want to do that.
I would like to see a well-oiled, seasoned Krav Maga practitioner.
Doesn't work.
You don't think it works at all?
But why in a mixed martial arts fight, it's not going to work.
Well, no, not in a mixed martial arts
fight. They have these guys go to gyms and stuff like that.
Yeah, Israeli and defense forces... And Israeli security forces, why are they, do you think they're wasting their time with a fighting system like Krav Maga?
They step into a ring with fatigues on and white t-shirts. I've seen these guys.
Yeah.
And they get fucked up by mixed martial arts fighters.
Hmm.
I mean, that dude, he was
a
black belt in Kung Fu, and he fought Dominic Cruz. Dominic Cruz beat seven shades of shit out this guy.
See, I'm wondering if there is a difference between Krav Maga when you're under strict rules and regulations and versus Krav Maga in a survival situation.
I mean, but for that, you know, take up mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu or something.
If you're...
Because if it's all about, like...
I don't know, though. Just jiu-jitsu? Like, you would have to take the spectrum.
You don't need all these fancy Krav Maga things. If you know how to box well and know,
in the street,
like, grappling,
though?
You're going to be fine. Even a little bit, like, if you wrestled in high school...
Okay, but what about a war scenario?
A war scenario?
That's a little bit different, right?
You would have to know how to, like, get weapons, like, out of people's hands and stuff.
Does Krav Maga... I think Krav Maga does that.
Yeah, but then, I mean, they also have, like...
And then you grab their dick.
Then you're going to, like...
Let's take a Krav Maga class together.
I'll do it.
You want to do it?
Sure.
We should do that. That would be fucking cool.
I'm not going to tell them that I know I'm doing. I'm gonna tell them
that's deceitful.
I'm gonna tell them it's my first time in like any kind of formal
training. Should though. I think look, there's something Matawan, East Coast Krav Maga, Haganah, Karate MMA.
They're gonna have us breaking boards at the end. You're gonna be all proud of yourself.
Hell fucking
you're
yeah,
gonna have a broken board and you're gonna like hang it on your wall and shit.
Like, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna get really, really good at Krav Maga.
You're gonna get real good at dick punching.
And then I'm gonna go after the Epstein flight log list. One of the people is Tom Hanks. Another one that's on it is Eminem, which is very upsetting to me because I'm a big Eminem fan. But
oh wow,
if I had Eminem to kill him, I'd kill him.
Well, I could see Eminem going over to that island and fucking a 16-year-old. Sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to touch on this.
Okay.
On that girl, Bad Baby or whatever her name is.
Oh, that's right.
I was
now don't
shocked.
Out people.
I'm not going to give names, but I was shocked. How many guys follow her? And I was just
tell thinking, us a little bit. Who is Bad Baby?
Bad Baby's that Cash Me Outside girl.
Yes.
How about that?
How about that?
That girl got a set of heavies on her.
That
she's a 17-year-old girl. When she first started posting, she was like 15. Okay. And there's an awful lot of men that I know that follow that little girl.
Dr. Phil is shooting himself in the foot for her rise to fame and him being...
She's worth way more than Dr. Phil right now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pull that up, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Jamie, pull that up. Who's worth more,
now,
Dr.
This is where,
Phil?
This is where you come in. If you're somebody out there who...
You want to be part of the DJVW
and you're
club,
good at shutting the fuck up occasionally,
if you're a
making
mute,
some noise...
If you're a mute and you're looking for a side gig...
Dr. Phil... Net worth. Now, these kind of things aren't always accurate, but okay, so he's roughly 440
good
million.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of money.
Okay, I take it back.
Yeah, Dr. Phil is Oprah's baby, isn't he? He was birthed by Oprah.
Yeah.
Net worth. Let's
it's
see
not
that.
Gonna be anywhere near Dr. Phil.
No, 4 million. 4 million, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't shit. Dr. Phil would literally burn that money in front of her.
Yeah, and laugh in her fucking face.
He's like, outside, how about that? He's like, how about that? I'm worth fucking 400 times more than you.
Bad Baby. Okay, now I'm not gonna say any names.
Oh, there's about 9 guys that I know that follow her.
Well,
listen to this podcast.
I've got 30 mutual followers.
Oh, see? You follow her? I know.
Now, there are some names we can say. Dana White, what are you doing, my guy?
Yo,
you
seriously? It's also like your wife follows her, and I'll say, okay, that's a girl following a
My
girl.
My wife follows her?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
But your wife's also not masturbating to her pictures.
Now, there are some...
Allegedly.
Tom Segura.
Tom Segura also follows her. And if you don't think that one, that dude is ripping one out looking at some of those Instagram pictures, I'm telling you, there are a lot of creeps out
if
there.
If you think for a moment that Nick Diaz isn't pulling his dick... Shout out to...
Shout out to Big Nick.
I don't want any... Nick Diaz sauce, but I do see that you follow her, and you know, probably shouldn't do that. There are some people here.
You shouldn't be following. Well, when she started, she was like 14.
Then now there's a couple people 13, I see that follow her that I go, oh yeah, he's I know this guy personally. He's definitely pulling dick.
Definitely ripping dicks to that thing.
Yeah, there's a couple people, but I will say for the most part, it's mostly female friends and acquaintances that follow.
Yeah, but there is an awful lot of men that you got no business following her.
Yeah.
Because I looked through her the other day, and she barely posts any music stuff on there.
Oh my god, dude, she's like in panties and
it's very provocative pictures.
Oh my god,
she's a child.
Her whole gram is just like
yeah,
fucking you're not, thirst traps.
You're not following her for the music, all right?
No, she's not even posting about the music. This is wild.
Now, when you're following a girl like that, and you're like, what Epstein did is disgusting. For you to say that,
yeah.
And if they were like, hey, you want to come to this island? We got this girl. We call her Bad Baby there. Mm-hmm. She's 15, mm-hmm. but look at her pictures. That's what I'm saying.
That's what's on the island.
And I'm just saying that is there was an awful lot of people following that.
It's very disheartening to see those.
So when you talk about the Epstein thing and you see that, you're like, oh, it makes sense why Eminem, you know.
Oh, Bregoli. Her last name is Bregoli, not Bahabi. Is that
Bad Baby is her name, her street name.
Why did she put H's in it? Bahad Bahabi.
Bahogli.
Well, yeah, there you go. 15 years old. Is she currently 15?
She's 17 now, because I checked, because I was like, maybe she's 18 now. Maybe these guys are following.
Oh, I wonder 18. This is last year, so she might be worth more than that right now. Let's see if we can get 2020, because that was on.
Well,
and a lot of things can change in 1 year.
Just to recap, hell of a storm yesterday, and also a lot of guys are perverts that I know.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. Speaking of perverts, we got a pretty good request from our Instagram Live that, by the way, we're going to be doing every Sunday before the show starts.
Thank you for doing that. That was actually pretty fun.
It's
fun, guys got to see a little bit of how we set up and a little bit of our process, because we are artists.
That's right. We are artists.
So it's a little bit of our process.
A little behind-the-scenes look.
You get to see what the studio
looks
welcome. Like behind the lights.
That's right.
Know? And kind of what it looks like pre and post. So it's kind of cool. It's we set this up. You know, it's our thing.
But we'll be, I think next time we'll give a heads up. We'll say, hey, we're going live at noon or whatever.
Yeah,
keep an eye out for us.
Let people join up in that.
Because we got some fun topics to talk about. And one of the ones that really jumped out at me were Pixar mom asses, which, you know.
Why? Let's stay on the creepy thing.
Yeah, let's keep going. Now that we're being very creepy. And
this podcast can't get any creepy.
This is actually given to me by sweet, sweet cousin Gabe, who knocked it out of the park with this topic. But I got to say,
honestly, that's a pretty easy question.
It is a pretty easy question. Like, I was disappointed
It's mom. It's the mom from Incredibles. Best ass.
Hands down.
Period. Moving on.
Yeah.
You know,
I kind of do feel
close
that way.
Second is Boop from Toy Story.
Bo Peep.
I thought that was my brother there for a second.
This man with a big mustache and blood all over his mouth. Very reminiscent of your brother. Yeah, I'm kind of going down the list, and it doesn't seem to be. There is Bo Peep, by the way.
Bo Peep's got a jumper, and hands down, the mom from Incredibles.
Yeah.
Number one.
It doesn't.
First team, all body, mom from Incredibles.
I like the question. I wish that there would have been. Oh, look. There's a meme for you. Bo Peep's ass right next to Mrs. Incredible's ass.
Well, there you go.
And Pixar.
We got to settle this.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well settled. I don't think there's much of a competition
there. No, there's not much of
a competition. And it's also interesting what Pixar did there, where they were like, what if we just shrink her waist and then give her a fucking dumper?
Give the kids what they want.
Give the kids what they want. You know, also, superhero families is not enough. We need a set of cheeks.
You know, I got something written down here, and it's like, I don't like this working Dave. I'm not going to lie. Like,
oh, me in the new job?
I don't like that you don't answer when I call. I don't like any of that. Mm. I wish, you know, I'm not sure if there's a word for it, but I wish that you could, like, be here when I'm not here. And then, like, kind of, you know, you're my friend when I get right. home. Mm-hmm. You would kind of take care of things.
Sure.
If I had a field, you would work it. Well, yeah. And then you would, you know, be at the house when I got home. Now, and you would kind of take care of my stuff.
I
don't know if we'd live on some sort of plantation. Wait.
Now,
but there's not really a word for it.
Wait, no, I think there's...
I would like that kind of Dave back, where, like, you're here and you're my friend.
I would like for you to refer to my ancestry before going any further.
No, I mean, I would like for that Dave to be around, you know? Like, this new working Dave, when I call you, you don't pick up. I'm kind of like, I just don't like it, you know? I don't feel
almost endearing.
I don't feel comfortable with it is what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't feel comfortable with me out in the world trying making my own living, yourself. Trying to better myself?
I wish you could just stay here instead of being up here, you know, because I don't feel particularly comfortable.
What is it about
in my
it?
Feelings, if you could take them into consideration.
Sure, no, yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe go back to making minimum wage and
what
being
is
at
it
my beck and call.
What is it about?
I don't like that I call, you don't pick up.
What?
Text, don't answer.
Yeah.
Okay? I post things.
Well, whenever you text or call me, you're always very frantic, and I'm like, it'll work itself out. He'll figure it out. And it usually does. You because when you call
and
me...
And I don't like that
if I answer the phone, you're at the height. The other day, Jay calls me, and he goes, hey, man, should we just not do the video anymore? Is that something we should just not do? And I saw what was happening there. I knew he was tight.
Because, I was really pretty tight.
Because we had this issue and we couldn't get the video up. And instead of going, well, what the hell, man? I just went, oh, well, I mean, if that's what you want to do, we can, I guess we can do that. That's fine, dude. And then he immediately ate his own words because the next thing that he said was, well, I just spent a shit ton of money on a new 4K camera. And I went, oh, well, yeah, then let's not stop. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I would... See, if you were serious about not doing it, you would have been like, Jay, get the money back for the 4K camera, you know?
Of course I wasn't serious about it. I never said that ever.
I was so upset that, like, if people didn't get their YouTube show till later on in the week.
Right.
And I remember I was listening to a podcast of ours earlier when I was working out, and it was the fact that people have routines.
Sure.
And you're fucking with their routine.
Right.
And you're fucking with their world.
Well, you know who fucked with my routine? Mother Nature, Jay. We had a tropical storm that knocked my power out for 2 fucking days. I was living in the dark,
you
sweating.
Went to the library.
When was the last time you slept in the heat?
I would have went to a motel. I would have went to a hotel.
That actually is not a bad idea. I probably should have found
a Holiday Inn.
It was miserable trying to sleep in the heat. I'm just fucking damn near ass naked, spread eagle on my bed, taking up the whole thing, trying to allow...
Soul door wide open,
just trying desperately to get a breeze. I'm asking my wife to blow on my asshole, just something to just uplift this situation, because sleeping in the heat...
Make it tolerable.
...is a devil like no other.
Oh, it's the worst,
it's
dude.
So... I need... the gentle hum of a fan or an AC, and I need to be chilly when I fall asleep.
Yeah, I need to be kind of cryogenically frozen to sleep.
That's when I think about...
That's how my brother sleeps. I go in the morning, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
But
and
it's not. That's how you sleep.
And the AC that he has is set to 62. Mine is like set to 68, 69.
Mine's set to 60.
No.
A flat 60.
You can hang meat in there.
I have the one downstairs only goes to 64 for some reason. That's why it's downstairs. The one that's upstairs in my room goes to 60, and that's how I like it.
You have a multi-level house?
I have 2 floors, yeah.
Good for you, Dave.
I live in the project,
don't get carried away.
I don't like this, Dave.
It's still the project.
I want Dave to live in one floor. No.
Make $500 bucks a week.
And
I want you to be at my beck and call.
I'm going to be doing better, and I'm going to get a Bronco.
And I'm threatened by all of this.
Look, you have to be happy for me.
Now I'm about to have to put in a fifth day.
You have to, a fifth day.
I work 4 days.
That's right. You got to pick those numbers up, Jay.
Okay, I'm thinking about, maybe I better put in a fifth day
Keep up with me?
Yeah. No,
well,
I still make
now,
it. Don't get
you gotta keep up with
me. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I'm in a place. I'm appreciated.
Like I said, you just started having gelato money, and I've been
now,
having...
Now, the gelato money was before I was.
I'm looking at houses. I didn't want to say
you're
that.
You're looking at houses?
I'm looking at houses.
Are you looking at houses?
We are looking at houses.
Where did that start?
Steph wanted a house.
Right.
Started last week.
Started last week.
Looking at houses.
Yeah, where are you looking?
I think we're going to go south, actually. We're going to go toward, like, Keyport, Union Beach, Hazlitt.
That's the same thing the wife and I want to do. South Jersey has so much more of an allure.
Do you want to move
next door? How about we just...
On the same block.
We'll get rich through this. And we'll also keep stacking money from the jobs. We'll buy a cul-de-sac.
Oh, a duplex.
Well, I was thinking bigger. I was thinking a cul-de-sac.
Well, I'm thinking about something real.
We could buy a cul-de-sac.
We could definitely buy a duplex.
We could get real rich. We can go. I don't want to fucking live next door. Are you kidding me? I ignore your text messages and phone calls right now.
We get up. We get the morning paper together.
You bang on the wall.
Oh, I would definitely bang
to get my attention. Douche. Why isn't the video up? And to me, because I can't attack you. I would do really passive aggressive shit.
You do passive aggressive shit. That's how you counteract my aggression.
I would take a shit on your front door stoop.
You would.
I would 100% take a human
turd. And
then
I would grab you, because you're not going to be able to do much when I grab
now
you. I would shove you in it face first.
No, I'm not. What did you do?
And then I'd smack you in the head.
No. You know what I'll do? I'll fucking shit on these old palms, and I'll slap you in the fucking mouth.
You better fucking run after that. You better have that car fired up, ready to go. Hop in there, Dukes of Hazzard style, and peel the fuck off.
I'll slap you right in your fucking stupid mouth, and I'll go, you should have never rubbed my nose.
You know what? I've been listening to like old podcast of ours, and I remember when you were talking about like the Britney Spears Free Britney thing.
Yeah.
She's like a seven-year-old, dude. I started looking into this. She's like,
oh, yeah,
my
a little, few episodes
colors,
too late.
Purple, yeah, and spaghetti and meatballs.
Because they made her retarded. Food. MK Ultra.
We don't say the R word.
Well, maybe you don't, but where I come from, we say it. We say it all the time.
Guys got a beer in them. It's okay, guys.
And we say it. We say it hard, and
well,
we say it loud.
I'm just saying that Free Britney thing, that's not...
it's not fake.
She's trapped in the mind of a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
Her life stopped.
Got a body on her, though.
Yeah, but it's weird if she starts talking that baby voice shit.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Whoa! No.
I would, like, throw up.
We're going to Google Britney Spears' body real quick, just for my own scientific...
Dude, so I was, like, watching, like, some of that Free Britney stuff. And I'm just thinking, like, of course this girl is not in charge of her own money. She would spend it on a house made of chocolate and bubble gum.
That's not.
No, that
she's
is...
She's a victim.
That is accurate, dude.
She is a victim. No, super I want right accurate. Now. Can we get current...
Current Spears? Just look on her Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm on a laptop. I never really go on Instagram on a laptop.
See,
she's a smoke show. Look at her. Absolutely. Doing goddamn great.
She's gorgeous.
Doing goddamn great.
Sounds like a four-year-old.
She's out of her fucking mind, though. She's out of her gourd.
Sounds like a four-year-old.
And that's what I'm going to start doing soon. I want you guys to really pay attention to my body language in this show, because I've been throwing you guys all kinds of requests for help. Because as soon as the cameras are done, especially when it's an off episode,
wear a black shirt.
Jay, he hits me.
I beat him.
He hits me. That's why I'm wearing sunglasses today, because I got a shiner.
Just like Karate Kid.
Because I didn't get the episode up fast enough. And Jay said, it's fine. Why don't you just come over? And I showed up today, and he punched me right in my fucking face.
And I cracked him one.
But we've gotten over it. And we're past that now, but the glasses are just to help because, you know, I like symmetry, and one big shining right eye is just not really what your boy wants to show to the people. And so,
or one real large missing tooth. And
don't talk about
your gaping
my tooth.
Asshole.
That was another form of punishment where Jay just decided that because I wasn't as responsive as he'd like. He was going to post the picture of my missing tooth.
I did have a little bit of an agenda behind that.
I knew
picture.
It.
I was like,
very
you
transparent.
Piece of shit. You piece of shit.
It upset me, but I didn't. My wife just said, Jay posted that toothless picture of you. And I said, what the fuck ever? And I just kept driving because I was driving when it happened. I said, what the fuck ever?
Oh, my God.
He's Britney Spears.
I would have felt so bad for, like, the guy who cut you off right after she told you about the tooth thing.
Because
you probably would have gave it to that guy so much worse.
I don't have...
And it wouldn't even have been...
I had a lot of road rage, actually.
Mine is not that bad. You know what I hate? When people don't take, like... you know, like any kind of accountability when they do something stupid. Where I'm like, yo, what the fuck? When I look at these people and they'll say, I'm sorry, I fucked up.
You There's know, nothing like, wrong with that.
They put their hand up. I'm like, all right, well, people do. It happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
But when you just like keep fucking driving, mm-hmm, like as if nothing ever happened.
But that's the fear does that.
And I do live in a heavily populated Asian area.
What?
And I'm just
why
saying.
That, why does
there's
that?
There's a couple of Korean markets.
Why does that
here.
Have anything to do?
It's real dangerous
with
getting
anything.
In and out of those
there
places.
There are a lot of Asian markets around here.
I'm
you
just
are
saying,
right about
it's,
that.
It's
22
real,
or whatever that is right.
Ranch 22 or some shit.
Route 22, and there's full of there's a big Asian market
oh
right
my
by
God,
the Boston market.
Dude, that's the H Mart.
Yeah. You
that
get some fun
the
stuff there.
That is the scariest place to pull out of. Have you ever?
Oh yeah, trying to pull out of it. Yeah, the parking lot's a nightmare.
You know Spa 27 that's right next there?
Yeah, yeah.
I went there to go in the back mm-hmm. into the beautiful, like, you know, kind of thing they got with like jacuzzi, waterfalls, and
sure,
plants
yeah.
and everything. They were like, I go to there, right?
Yeah.
Somebody at the front door stops me and goes, oh, hey, can't come in here, guy. And I was like, excuse me? And he said, you can't come in with shorts on. And I was,
what?
And then I said,
huh?
What am I supposed to wear?
Yeah.
And then he replied, it's fully naked here. And I told the gentleman at that point, well, I'm not getting naked with a bunch of guys.
Sure.
That I sure as hell don't know.
Right.
And then he said, well, then maybe spa ain't for you, buddy. And I said,
that's fair.
You know what? Maybe it's not. So then I hiked my pants up.
Sure.
I walked out of that changing
room. You pulled your pants up in a huff?
Hiked them even higher. Yep. So my balls were hanging out.
Sure.
And I sashayed on out of there.
And then you got into a fender bender.
No. So then I just went where, because they also, like, in order to go around the Spa 27, they put you in what is reminiscent of concentration style attire, where it's beige shorts,
right.
A beige, like, it's all canvas.
And a tattooed number
it's
on your.
It's really weird, and there's a number on, yeah. It's really creepy.
That's
dude.
I've never been to Spa 27.
You never? Oh,
no.
We'll go.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know
I'm
if I want to
get
we're
naked.
We're not going to get in there then.
Well, I'm not going to get naked with you, but you could go as long as you put on like the concentration camp clothes.
What if we say
you
like.
You could walk around the thing.
I think well, it's probably closed right now, but I would make an argument. I'd say.
I cut weight there for one of my fights.
Well, I would say I'm wearing a mask for COVID, but also, I don't know if you've heard, recently they've. They've announced that it's transmissible through
your
dick fumes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So keeping my shorts on just to
and
slow
butt
the
juice.
Yeah.
And butt juice.
I want to slow the spread of COVID.
Absolutely.
And
there's
so I'm keeping my. Let's see
if
get around that
a,
argument.
What if you? Just, they were like, "Well, we need you to put your dick in a face mask."
All right.
Just
that's if that's
it.
What you. There's a couple.
I'd wear that. If they were like, you know, that's an option.
I met a couple of dick grabbers recently.
Well, I'll tell you something. That Spa 27, it's a really nice place, but
yeah.
in the what looks like a beautiful tropical, like, you know, forest.
And then across the street is Boston
like,
Market.
I'm looking at the jacuzzi in there because there's the koozie. You could see it.
Mm-hmm. I love
got,
a koozie.
It's
not
got like
a
waterfall. It's got like a palm
that
hanging
sounds
over
awesome.
It. And there's
just naked
three
dudes?
White naked guys and two naked Korean gentlemen in there. And I'm just and they're just yucking it up.
Why
bro.
Is that necessary? I don't understand
I don't know.
Why
and they wouldn't let me in there with fucking because I was like, hey, look, I'll party with some naked dudes.
That's fine
like,
as long as
I
keep
I
my shorts on.
Comfortable yeah. if I could keep my shorts
yeah.
on. They said nope. And it's not about my hog because I'm very comfortable with that.
It's just a matter
I just
of
don't feel comfortable fully naked around other guys.
Yeah, there's been a very small list of people that I've been fully naked around. They're usually a spouse of some sort.
Now what if it was co-ed? I think I could do it if it was co-ed.
I don't know.
I feel a little bit better about that.
I'm a little conservative when it comes to like people's nudity. I went to the beach recently and there was a dude in a thong. And
he was looking good?
It was like there was kids everywhere playing.
You don't want to be the guy in the thong
and I'm like,
when there's
why
kids.
The fuck? Like, I get it, dude. You want to be, it's the beach. You're practically naked anyway. But like, I just don't understand why you need to express yourself in such a way when there's kids all around.
Well, I mean, he could go to more of an adulty kind of beach if
he wasn't,
wants to wear a thong.
I saw the demographic.
Maybe, wait a second. Maybe he's from Europe.
He could have been from Europe.
Maybe he's Italian, dude. You know, just here on vacay, and that's how he gets down.
When I rolled up, he was laying on his belly, and I saw those cheeks from a mile away. And I got to also tell you.
Was he bodied up?
No.
Oh, that's, see. When super you're looking like Jack Nicholson and you're in a thong, it's a
that's
bad
what was
look.
Going on. He had a couple of flapjacks
it's
in the back.
It's a bad look.
And then he got up at some point from his tanning slumber, and he waddled over to the shoreline to get into the water, and I'm looking at him going, what the fuck is going on? You're here alone. There is children all around you, and you just got the cheeks out like it's nobody's business. Like it's just another Tuesday. And
speaking of, you should take work off tomorrow. We should go to the beach together. Call out of work.
I can't call out of work in my first
just tell
2 weeks
so
of work.
Just tell
him
I'm so fucking sick.
Oh, I get so sick. I actually had a little something.
I think I got food poisoning.
And I didn't tell you that I had a little something because you'd have been like...
Wait. You got the Rona, bro?
Well, I had something. I don't know what it was. It's
wait,
gone.
When was this?
Yesterday, the day before yesterday, and the
day
before
that. Fuck, dude?
I don't know. I just figured if I told you, you'd be like...
Upset?
No, you'd call me a liar. You think
no,
that I was...
No, that one I'm not playing any games with, well, man. You, if you're not feeling well...
Well, I feel great right now.
Well, that's good for you, but I mean, you might be like asymptomatic. It might kill me, man.
It could be. Well, see, that's what happens. When you call people liars, I thought...
It's like the boy who cried wolf. I don't know what you're saying
yeah,
is
I was
real
like,
anymore.
Contaminate... Jay, listen to his bullshit.
I'm going to kill Jay.
I'm going to kill Jay.
Yeah.
They kill Jay.
That's the power that you have. See, I could beat another man to death with my hands.
I cough into your mouth.
But you caught it to somebody. That would be your fucking X-Men power.
If I just cough in your
like,
mouth?
You got like mutant like saliva when
yeah, like
you
if
spit
I was permanently asymptomatic, it couldn't do anything
and
to me.
And it just like...
And it never went away? No, but
face.
I have to... I have
you're
to,
like that lizard bitch.
The only way to do it is open mouth kiss. That's the only way to do it.
To infect, you got to open your mouth, kiss everybody.
Snatch you up by the back of your head, passionately kiss you, and then laugh in your face.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. And it's onset really quickly. So by the time you start throwing hands, yeah, you maybe got one or two good solid punches in you. If I turn tail and run, you maybe got one and a half.
You know,
and then you're dead.
You know, besides we're on the subject of men kissing, we got some good fights coming on next week.
Oh, yeah?
Stipe and Cormier are going to fight.
Stipe's bodied the fuck up right now.
Yeah,
he looks great.
Pull up that card.
Pull up Stipe and his baudet. Oh, Britney Spears and her body.
More Britney Spears bod. Yeah, it's going to be good, man. The main card looks like it's going to be pretty rocking, too.
Wait, this is UFC 251?
No, I
that's
think
not
this
it.
Is UFC 259 or some shit.
No, this is Usman, Volkanovski. That was the very last one, right?
That was a great card, yeah.
So that's 252. I'm sweating a little bit in here. Here we go. Miocic. What is Joey Diaz call him?
I can't even pronounce
yeah,
it
you
the
can't
way
fuck
that...
it up that bad. So,
Miocic.
Something Stipe like Miocic and Daniel Cormier.
And then you got Sugar Sean O'Malley. He's
that'll be
fighting.
Fun.
Junior Dos Santos is fighting.
Oh, Rosenstruck and...
Rosenstruck is coming off that knockout, that nasty knockout by Francis Ngannou.
And then
man.
The old vet, Junior Dos Santos. Where's my fucking...
He's a good, clean boxer. That's going to be a good fight.
Let's see.
It's going to be real good.
Magomed Ankalaev. I don't know if I remember him. I thought that was somebody else, but I don't know who the hell
no,
that guy is.
No, there's that other dude that's fighting like every other week right now.
Is that Zabit?
Not Zabit.
No.
That Zabit Yair Rodriguez fight got canceled.
Did it really? That would have been a fucking awesome fight.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Magomed Sharipov? Was that his name?
Yeah, that's the new guy that's like fighting every other
I
week
like that
right
guy.
Now.
He looks like Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, I saw the Bellator fight. Michael Chandler knocked out. He knocked out Benson Henderson.
Yeah, I saw.
It was crazy.
Only some
a
highlights
handful
on Instagram.
Of people, yeah, have done that. You kind of remind me of like Michael Chandler. You
it's
got
just
a
the
Michael
height
Chandler
thing. You just keep,
look.
It's the height thing.
You're just a short
very
dude.
Very disrespectful. I
yeah,
don't like
no,
that.
I'm just saying.
Your boy's perspiring here. You know what?
It's getting hot in here.
Speaking of entertainment.
Oh, but wait, he's a free agent now, Chandler.
Michael Chandler?
So he can
oh, he's
go
out
to
of
the
Bellator?
UFC. Yeah, he
okay.
could. If they wanted to offer him a
he's
contract.
He's a big name, yeah. I think that
dude,
they...
Dude, I would love to see him fight some of those guys in the UFC.
What division is he in?
He's a 55er.
Oh.
He's small. Man. He's like your height. And if you're like a 55er in the UFC, the average 55er is like my height.
You know what I don't like is...
He's like 5'10",
watching
5'11", 6 foot. For
looking
the
at weight divisions that people my height are in, and then looking at my weight.
125.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Phantom weight, 135.
Your boy's 170. And people my height fight at like 125.
Well, Efren's my height. He's a professional, and he's a 135er.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's
if
so wild.
If you see me and Efren next to each other, we're like the
Efren's
same size.
Efren's a big guy. Yeah, he's got a chest on him.
Yeah, he makes 135.
Got a set of tits on him.
It's like he's got hollow bones or something.
I don't know what the hell's going on there.
I don't know how the hell he gets to 135.
But speaking of things worth watching, I just got to the tell-all section of 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way.
Ooh.
Dude, I never used to like these kinds of shows, and then recently...
Oh, I love them. I can't get enough of them.
It's like a car accident. It's like watching a car accident constantly.
It's something that me and my wife really bond over.
Yeah. Same with really me and my wife. We'll sit back, we'll have a little bit to drink or something like that, and we'll watch these car wrecks of relationships.
That are dumb people.
Oh, they're dumb as bricks. I mean, sometimes the people are smart. Like, there's one couple in particular, Ji-hoon and I forget what her name is. Something with a D. But Ji-hoon, to me, who is a South Korean cat that, doesn't have the greatest English, but I think he's putting on a facade. I think he's better at English than he puts on, and I think he's also got a really wicked sense of humor. I think he's goddamn near a comedian, and he's a pretty smart guy.
Okay.
I think he is. And it was confirmed for me because at one point during the tell-all, the host said, "I hear that you speak better English than you put on." And then his wife says, "Yeah, he's making the shit up. Like he's just playing around." And then he looked at the camera like, "Oh, like all cheeky and shit." But I knew
so he's doing
that
like
guy,
an Andy Kaufman thing.
Yeah, he's pretending to be, new to English. I think he's got more in his repertoire than he.
Well,
he
dude, that's
on.
A smart play.
It is
anybody
a smart play.
Starts talking, you just go, "I don't know what you're saying."
I want to ask you this, because obviously, there are some people you like, and there are other people that you hate for their stupidity.
I'll tell you who I liked and now I hate. Is Meemaw.
Is that the one that's doing hooking up with the handsome dude from Qatar?
No.
Is that Jenny?
No, she's marrying Michael. Michael.
Michael. Are you thinking about a different season?
I'm thinking about Meemaw is the girl from Georgia. Or is that 90 Day Fiancé?
That's regular 90 Day
that's
Fiancé.
Regular
I'm talking about
Day?
The other way where they
oh,
go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, because the Nigerian dude that girl
yes,
is dating.
Yes.
He's like a mixed martial arts fighter, dancer, rapper.
Yep.
He does all these things to try to be famous, basically.
Right.
And he got a young Jewish girl pregnant.
Yeah.
And he's bringing her over to, I think it's Nigeria. Oh, no, it's Ethiopia.
Ethiopia?
Yeah,
I remember that guy.
To Ethiopia, and the mom is just like, oh my God, this is a legit third world
watching
fucking
the,
nation.
The family members try to navigate the situation where they're letting their loved one go into something that, like, pretty much everybody regards as a trap, a lie of some sort. Like, they don't love you. This isn't going to work out. They just want you for your money, or they want a green card if it's coming over to here.
And then there's that white guy who cheated on his smoking hot Colombian girl.
Which guy was
that?
And
he's like crying. He's got a fucking...
is he an older dude?
He's got a service cat.
We are watching different seasons of 90 Day Fiancé.
No, I'm telling you.
We definitely
and
are.
And he's gained some weight since he's cheated on her because the mom was like, "You look fat." And
90
then she,
Day.
And then she said, "You look fat."
Fiancé seasons.
Yeah. And then you have the gay Mexican dude and the straight white guy from Florida or whatever. That's 90 Day Fiancé
so,
the other way. Yeah.
No, but that's a much older season. The one
no,
that I'm talking about right now
new.
Is season... seven? It might be season seven. 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way.
Well, dude, there's that gay couple. He's a Mexican dude, and he's like a white guy with glasses, and he's moving like he's transitioning into Mexico, and then like he's trying to like hold the boyfriend's hand, and the boyfriend is like trying to tell him like,
"I remember
dude,
that
you can't do that here because
look, this
they're,
is
they're
Ji-hoon.
Gonna hurt us in the middle of the street." Because he's like, I don't care if like people know we're gay. He's like,
yeah.
"It's not
welcome
about
to
that.
Another country."
He's like, "It's not about
they're
that.
Gonna fucking kill you."
He's like, "They'll kill us."
What is it? Some countries
like,
they make
do
them
you care
wear
about that?
A flaming tire. Have you ever heard that terrible shit,
dude?
There's certain African countries where they
I
do
saw
that.
A video.
Oh, I've seen some videos
of Jamaicans hacking a dude to death in the street because he was a homosexual.
Why do we watch those videos?
I don't know. Even then, after that, I'm pretty okay. But when I talk about like sleep paralysis, I can't sleep for a
when I talk about the spooky make-believe boogeyman guy that comes for you.
These guys are crazy. The Muslim girl.
I've never seen those.
Man.
Are you familiar with these three?
Yeah, yeah. And
Ji-hoon and whatever her name is, the couple that's in Qatar. That's
an older season, sir.
Is it? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm watching the newest season. You're watching the older season.
Well, it could be. But the fat chick, there's a fat old woman. She's like 51 years old. It's this Meemaw. Fucking white bitch. She looked like Meemaw. That's who I thought you were talking about.
No, she's marrying Michael from... he's from Nigeria.
This is a handsome dude named Aladdin.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to all the Nigerians out there. Thank you guys for...
Everything?
Having sex for all those morbidly obese southern white women that nobody else wants.
They're doing a job, selfless job.
We just want to give you a Dave and Jay thank you. One, two, three.
Thank you. You want to talk about heroes during the pandemic?
The Nigerian community. The male Nigerian community.
Also Jamaican dudes that are out there banging when they're on vacation.
That one dude, that young Jamaican kid, that one chick is a dime piece that he's hooking up with.
I don't remember.
She called the police on him. He lives in I know the story of all these people. You don't know the story.
I know the story. Do you know these two?
Of course I know. Submit and Jenny?
Submit and Jenny. I feel so bad for these two. Submit, my dude. Guy, is in an arranged marriage.
And this
spoiler
old,
alert.
Wrinkly white woman don't took call his her virginity. That. And now he's...
Did she take his virginity?
Yeah. And he's locked
that.
On her.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't understand.
But he's in
that.
Love.
No, he doesn't understand this other pussy out in
the
world.
No, Sumit is in love.
No.
He's got stars in his eyes for Jenny.
That's what happens when you get your first piece of ass. You'll just follow that person
around. Jenny unfortunately spent a lot of money to go to India.
You're thinking nobody else wants this dick, but Jenny does.
Jenny wants that dick. That money may have been better spent on just tightening up that neck a little bit,
though.
She got
that turkey neck.
She got a waddle on her. Old Jenny's got a waddle. But I like them. Those are my favorite. If you guys are out there watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way and you know what season I'm talking about, Jenny and Sumit are my favorite couple. My most the couple that
watching my wife watch this, and when she sees the love that Sumit has for Jenny,
and you won't even bring those makeout numbers up.
I know, it's like, dude, this guy's making me feel like a piece of shit.
I mean, he told people that were gonna the law was gonna arrest him, the family was gonna separate
him. True,
they put him on blast and they were like, do you love this girl? And he was like, I don't want to do an offensive. He just said yes. He said yes. I love Jenny
with all my heart.
Hey, you can't. Isn't it? That is the way he sounds. But he told all those people that he loved Jenny, and that
I love you, Jenny.
And you won't even bring those makeout numbers up.
I'm a piece of shit compared to Samantha.
How are those makeout numbers
looking?
He
cheated on his wife.
His arranged marriage wife, and he never cheated on Jenny.
Making out is hard to do. Dude, it's hard.
Those numbers aren't going up?
It's not easy. We're busy people. Making out for a fucking 10, 15 minutes is difficult.
That is a long time.
And as a man, you make out for 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to get blue balls.
Let me ask you something.
No way that's not going to happen.
Do you give Steph massages?
We have the gun, you know, that gun that the CrossFit gun that you get to deep. Once in a while, right. I'll blast her in her lats with that.
Okay.
Or I rip her fucking calves up.
But you don't do hand stuff?
I'm not a big handy.
Do you hate it? Does she want the hand massage and you hate it?
I give her some every once in a while. I'll use my thumbs and I'll dig in there.
I'll use the corner of my...
I'll go until my hands cramp up, but once my hands start cramping
How soon is that, though?
About 5 minutes.
Right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Because
your wife could do it for an hour.
And she's like, can you give me a massage? And I don't know how to tell her.
In theory, you should be able to hold on to a rope for an hour.
Right?
Just dead hanging off a rope.
With the strength in her hands that she has, I can't do it.
It's like monkey grip.
My hands just get so tired and cramped up.
If you taught,
it's fucking miserable. Maybe we're doing it too hard.
If you taught your wife proper gi jiu-jitsu, she'd be nasty.
Her grip,
you wouldn't be able to break that.
She grabs your collar, it's a wrap.
I know, and if she did Krav Maga, she grabs your dick, she's ripping it off.
She's ripping it off and tossing it in the toilet. I just don't understand.
Like a piece of trash.
I really don't like giving massages, man. It really...
Not a big massage guy.
It bums me out.
I'd rather give you 20 bucks.
Yeah.
I'd rather give you 20 bucks
That's
and get
fair.
A massage.
I'm going to start saying that from now on. Why don't I just give you some cash?
Give me a massage.
Just give you some cash?
I'll just give you 20 bucks. Let me Venmo you real quick.
This was a great one because we're nearing now. I want to tackle this before we get wrapped up. Sex robots.
Love them. Moving on.
Right. Well, who is going to make the better sex robot?
Sony.
They can't even make Spider-Man, right?
Oh, shots fired at Sony.
That's right. And you're going to...
Marvel would make a great fuckbot. Be real.
Yeah.
Like a cross between.
They do just fine. But then it would be... That would be Disney making a fuckbot, and that deeply upsets me.
Well, then you know the bot would be like 6 years old.
Nope. Don't... Now, that's the problem with it. Now, if we're going Google versus Apple... I'm going to say
Apple's going to make a
very simple to use, easy.
This was a fan question.
This is a fan question. Sex robots, who's going to make a better one, Google or Apple? And I think that, yeah, sure, Google will make like a customizable sex robot if you have time to like download specific apps. And
Apple's going to make a very easy sex robot.
Very easy sex robot.
You just kind of put your dick in.
It's going to be very reliable.
It's a plug and play.
That's it. Yep. You're not going to have to worry about much. It's going to have self-cleaning. You know, it's just you get a spooge in it, and then you hit a button, and it ejects the spooge out of the ass, and then you're just going to go on with your day, and you're not going to have to worry about
Whereas,
much.
Whereas
Google, it's going to be an
Google
Android.
Or a Windows sex bot is going to be hard to use.
It's going
to
get viruses because you're going to be trying to download
viruses.
It's going to give you viruses.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not going to be very fun.
I don't think it's much of a competition either. I think,
but I think aesthetically, a Windows will look better. A Windows sex bot will look better.
Right.
But a Apple sex bot will definitely play better.
I think Google will come out with a lot of different looks, whereas Apple will have just one. It doesn't really quite look human. It kind of looks a little bit alien.
Also,
but it does appeal to you.
Like, also, the Apple sex bot is going to be about four times as expensive as the Windows
sex
bot.
And it's going to be constantly, the charger port is going to constantly break. Like, you're never going to be able to charge it. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be memes about everybody having sex with their broken Apple sex bot. It doesn't respond. It doesn't have any noises because the charger broke a long time ago.
You're going to have to bring it into, like, the Apple store, sling her over your shoulder.
That's where they're going to make most of their money.
Over your shoulder.
And then I don't know what it's going to do, if it's going to follow the trend.
They're never going to give you any breaks on any of the pricing. It always is what it is.
The racket's going to be the sex robot chargers. They're going to be so fucking, and they're going to have to constantly, and every time they come out with a new model, the charger's not going to fucking adapt to the old model.
Then
if you're
traveling, you got to get an OtterBox for your sex robot. The OtterBox sex robot case is going to cost you like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to guarantee you don't break your sex robot.
I think it's going to be worth it.
Good question. Thank you very much.
Would you have sex with a sex robot?
I
think about it in reality right now.
I'd want to say no, but if I had the money and I had an empty house and there was no way to get caught by anybody.
I want to pitch you a real scenario before we go.
Pitch me.
Somebody likes the show. They reach out to us. They say, we just finished what we think is going to be the next big sex robot.
Okay.
We want to send it to you guys for free to try it and then talk about it on the show.
How much money are they paying us?
No money.
This is just for a free plug?
They're just sending it to us. Because
I got definitely a friend, my boy, who would fuck that thing.
This isn't about your boy, though.
He would then relay the information to me, and then I could talk about
it. So are you saying you wouldn't do it?
It
feels very embarrassing.
If I put a sex robot on the bed right now, Stephanie would lose her shit.
You think if you explained to her, like, babe, listen, this is big company.
Elon Musk sent me this sex robot.
He heard the podcast, said it was great, wants us to try out the new sex robot.
I don't know, Stephanie.
The Tesla sex robot.
Pretty pissed about that.
Yeah?
She might even be like, yeah, do it. Do it. But I want to be in the room when you do it.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
I could. Man. It feels very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Try to have sex with Elon Musk's Sexla. sex robot.
There you go, Tesla.
There you go, Sexla. You can keep that one. That one's for you.
TM. Yeah, we're trademarking it.
I don't think I would.
I don't think I could.
I don't think I could either, yeah.
I mean...
Holding a boner would be pretty difficult, I think.
For that?
Unless it was just so impossibly attractive. Like, what if it was just a smoke show? What if everything went out the window
like
when showed up?
Like the Whitney Cummings one that
she had? That blows it out of the water. Remember in A Christmas Story where the lamp shows up in a big wooden crate? What if that big wooden crate shows up, you drag it up the stairs, you get a pry bar, you crack open that box, and when it drops and the fucking packaging peanuts fall to the floor... You're in shock.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous.
The Whitney Cummings one that she did, it got like a million pre-orders.
It's because people want to bang Whitney Cummings.
A million people are willing to pay like $10,000 for a fuck doll.
Talk about a comedic thirst trap is Whitney Cummings. I love her.
Joe
She's
Rogan
hilarious.
Do that as a dude sex doll? How many sex dolls do you think Joe Rogan could sell as a sex doll.
Would you buy it just to beat its ass? Imagine getting a full-size, like, weighty Joe Rogan fucking sex doll. And it's got a raging boner, but you can kick the shit out of it.
It'd only be about, like, 5'6".
Yeah.
You could carry it around pretty...
Well, I don't know, but it's got a boner all the time, so you really wouldn't want to carry it on your back.
Like, put him in, like, a shirt, and, an Onnit shirt and pair of jeans.
And every once in a while, we just stood up and just... just clap the shit out of it.
Take that, Rogan. But I think that's a pretty good way to end...
I just almost blew a booger on the fucking
Joe Rogan sex bots.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of DJVW.
Thank you guys very much. I'm Jay, he's Dave, and we're out.
Mwah, 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 love you.
Dave and Jay versus the world.